Hello, welcome back everyone to Everything Everywhere on Mike. It is your host, Will Pessarit. We're back here for another episode of the pod. We're back. I know I missed last week, but yeah, we're here, episode 13. I want to apologize because I was consistently getting it out. Thursday is the day that this podcast comes out every week. But that wouldn't be so true because I didn't have an episode out last week. And that is on me. Last week was really tough, so I just wasn't able to get it done. I really wanted to, and I was thinking about it a lot. Like, I just, like, when I don't record, I think I've told you guys before, like, when I don't record, it just sucks for me. But yeah, I just, you know, my idea for the episode that I was going to record, it just didn't work out. But yeah, I'm going to be by myself today. I hope everyone's doing well, and I thank everyone who tuned in last episode where I had two guests. That's a really one of my good like favorite episodes. It's a little longer, but definitely go check it out because I had a good conversation with two of my friends. It was pretty fun, and yeah, go check that one out because I think people like that one. Yeah, so as you see for the title of this episode, I went to a Lil Uzi Vert Pink Tape concert about a week and a half ago now, and today's episode I'm just going to recap it. I have a couple of different things to talk about. Maybe you'll get an idea if you want to go to a rap concert or not. I don't know if Uzi, that was the concert I went to, was the last one on his tour. So, you know, I don't know what his future is. I know there's rumors that he might retire soon. Could be, who knows? I could have been his last concert on a tour, on his own personal tour ever that I went to. So that'd be crazy, but you never know. So we'll see. Honestly, so we're going to start like the venue. So the venue is nice. It's called MGM Hall. And it's a very theater-based, so you get that, like, underground vibe almost. That's what it felt like, because it's small. It's got the floor, and then it's got, like, the, you know, in a movie theater has, like, those others, or in, like, a play, like, if you're going to go see, like, a play show, it was, like, one of those kind of things. Like, with the theater, it's literally like a theater, like, if you're going to see a play, if you get that idea, like, the roof terrace, like, balcony seats. There wasn't like anything else like near. It was either you're on the floor or you're out. So I was on the floor. Shout out one of my friends who hooked it up with the ticket. She was clutch for that. Went with my other friends. They're both great for inviting me. And it was literally the best time I ever had at a concert. Probably one of the most fun I've had in my life. But yeah, the venue was awesome. And, you know, being on the floor was definitely, it was definitely an experience. And it's almost like I would envision it being like courtside at like an NBA game. It's like once you sit there, you never want to sit anywhere else. And like, I don't think I ever not want to be on the floor. It's just where all the energy is, I feel like. And especially at a rap concert too, when you have guys who are making songs that are meant to be, you know, everyone going crazy, at shoulders touching, just so close and just raging. And it was ideal. And it was really cool because they have like each section, it's not even just the floor, but in the back area, there's a bar and like a little area where you can just like relax, take a breather. I didn't have to do that during the concert. I was full go once Uzi came out, but you know, before, you know, wait, and they're just oxing, kids are just kind of dancing. Yeah, before it started, it was just a lot of standing around. There wasn't like a lot of circles that opened up. Obviously, if no one knows what I'm talking about, it's like in rap on the floor in the mosh pits, like they open up the circle. Kids go in one at a time usually and just go around, but that only happened once, and I got like I was standing near my friends and the circle just came so quick, and obviously they're not gonna wait for you, you're gonna get shoved no matter what, like there's no stopping. I got shoved far, dude, just from that circle. I moved like 4 or 5 feet away from my friends who I was standing right next to, and like it was like I couldn't get to them because of the circle, and it was like it wasn't even an Uzi song, so that was crazy to me. That luckily I didn't get stuck in any more of those for the rest of the concert. But another funny story, because I ended up seeing my other friend there randomly. Well, I knew he was going to be there, but you know, we didn't go together, but he was also there. And shout out to him, Steven, if you're listening. But I first saw him in the bathroom. Like I was going to the bathroom and he was washing his hands, and I was like, gave him a little punch from behind. I was like, yo, it's good. And then I saw him again on the floor, because he was also on the floor, but he had a boot, man. I was like, oh wow, that's W, man. It's like not caring, because ooh, you got to be careful, especially on a floor Lil Uzi concert, I was like, oh my god, like, he was telling me, he's like, yeah, like, I think he was regretting it, like, he was like, oh, like, I probably should have just sat up there, but he ended up being fine, so who even cares at this point, and you only live once, so I respect it, but, yeah, he's definitely, like, he was having not a Michael Jordan flu game, but, like, that one, you know that one hockey player that, like, I think he, like, tore his ACL, he like tore his ACL in the game and still played. Like, there's a hockey player that did that. That was Steve. That was my friend Steven. Like, he had the boot, but he still went through the concert, still raged and had a night. And that was awesome. So yeah, that was awesome. So yeah, the floor was great. Really, there was a lot of anticipation. What is there music playing on my phone? I love when Spotify just starts playing and I don't know where it's playing from. That's great. So yeah, the anticipation was definitely there because you're just waiting. His DJ comes out, plays some bangers. He goes, and then you're just waiting for that first opening song or for the lights to turn off. And the anticipation was there. It was like $8 for a monster. I was like, oh, okay. I wanted a drink. They didn't have other than water. I wanted, like, you know, something to give me a little energy, maybe some lemonade or something. They only had Monster. I was like, $8 for Monster. I got absolutely robbed. That's like $5 more than you usually can get them at like a convenience store. That was crazy. But yeah, just this buying stadium stuff is just always, or not, that wasn't a stadium, but any at a venue, it's always just ridiculous. And, you know, this was the thing that stunned me, I would say. I mean, it didn't stun me, just the timing of it. Like, the fact that it happened didn't surprise me, but the timing of it was just like, like, come on. Like, so, you know, when you got concerts, there's always those group of people that will ruin it. Like, when you have something like this, there's always a group of people that ruin it or just make it less enjoyable. It's like two kids passed out before the concert even started. Like, I'm in the, like, you know, I was telling you guys about the bar section. I was standing there near the bar talking to my friends, and I turn around and I see a dude on the ground, like, back of the head, fully touching the floor. Security comes running over. I will say, like, concert security was really good there. I'm a little worried about that. Like, they're going to let some crap go down with, like, letting kids rush the floor. I mean, even though you can't really do that at that venue. And that was just, it was like, disappointing in a sense, because, you know, it makes sense, they probably had too much to drink, but it's like, before the concert even starts, like, imagine paying over $200 to be on the floor and you didn't even get to see Uzi, man. You're gonna, like, wake up and say, ah, like, what did I do? Like, that's what I was thinking. They brought out the chair for them. It's just like, it was just not it for people around, because it's just kind of annoying. Like, they're not doing anything that's affecting me. It's just like, come on. Like, before, that's just embarrassing, honestly. See, that was crazy. And I think everyone during the concert was fine. But you can see, like, with what happened with the Travis Scott. Like, so I've been to, I think, three rap concerts since now, that incident. And I've seen that they've been so much more security presence, except for the Lil Baby and Durk one. That security was awfully, like, they let, like, half the concert get into the main area. Because we were on the grass and everyone just rushed on. But since I've been to that venue for two concerts now, what was I gonna say? I've definitely noticed the security presence at concerts were definitely a little bit more, at least specifically at rap, are more aware, maybe woke, or I don't know. But yeah, that was that. Favorite song that Uzi performs? God, dude, he has so many good songs. He can just keep going. That's what he would do. He just kept going song. He probably, the concert only went for about like an hour and 30, and he probably played about 20 songs, not fully obviously, but he got at least a couple of seconds on each, so it's like, it was pretty good. I would say the favorite one he performed was both from this new album, because I just felt they were made for that. And it was Flooded the Face and X2. Like, it was just everyone jumping up, going crazy. The anticipation Flooded the Face before that bass drop. Everyone starts jumping up, going crazy. I would definitely say it would be either one of those. But man, he just went, it's crazy. Like, he would start with the Pink Tape and then mix in some, like, old bangers, and then just went on like a banger string of just bangers. And then more back to more Pink Tate, and then some feat songs that he has with other artists. So it was awesome for sure. Most unexpected moment would definitely be when he, at the end of the concert, he started just like trying to break some of his set off. Like he was kicking it and like ripping it, like the cardboard. He ripped it off and he signed it for a fan and threw it into the audience. I thought that was pretty cool. It was like, I was like, dude, is he about to like announce his retirement here? Because he's doing all this. He's like inviting kids on the stage, which is crazy. Like he pointed to this guy. I think what he was doing, he was like pointing, he was going to point, bring someone on stage, and he was pointing. He's like, he was calling someone. He's like, I've seen you all night. Called him. He's like, pointed to him. He's like, I want you on the floor, man. Like, pull up or on the stage. I've seen you all night. You know, he's probably been like going crazy for him. But no one knew who he was pointing to because this guy was like, me. Ended up like four different kids coming up on stage somehow and meeting this guy and getting a picture and signatures with him, getting vinyl signed. And then, the guy who, like, it was like me, like, he never ended up getting on stage. That's why I was like, dude, what are you doing? I don't care if he's pointing in my direction, I'm going up to the security and be like, yeah, he pointed at me. I'm sure it's going to be fine. Like, he was being a little nervous, I think. But yeah, that was definitely an unexpected moment. I would say probably what else would be kind of unexpected. That's probably it. I expected it to be an amazing time, and that was probably the biggest unexpected moment. So where does it rank in concerts I've been to? I would say it's probably the best one. I mean, that was my first on the floor at a rap concert, so that's probably why it's easily ranked one. But it also just, when it's like an artist you really, really like too, it's just so much. You just know every lyric, you know all the songs. You just have the most fun, and that's what it felt like. Out of the artists I've been to, I'll probably like his music the best out of the artists I've seen so far. And so that's what made it special. And also that was on the floor, and with two of my other friends, we were like hoping that we could do this. But the original concert we were going to go to in our city, local city, was during what we weren't around. But then he added another one, randomly added another one at the same venue. And we were like, oh my God, this is a sign. Like, it was a sign. You got to go. Like, he just adds another concert there. So that was definitely awesome for sure. I think it definitely ranks the best. What could have made it better now? I would say definitely probably the fact that it was a little shorter than I wanted it to be. Obviously, I'm going to say that because I'm having fun. But I mean, but not even that, because at the end of it, like, you know, I thought that, I was going to be a mess. Sweaty, couldn't hear out of one of the ears. You know, blast my voice. But I was only just a little sweaty, and my voice was fine. Like, I was still ready to go, man. I was, you know, he probably would have made it longer by playing more of his songs longer. But, like, it was still good. But, you know, of course I'm going to say I want more time. If there's not more, like, if there's a room to be more. And, you know, I would have loved it, but it was definitely worth going. That's all that matters. I think that he does every, he's a great performer. You guys should definitely, if he does go on tour and you like rap and he's one of your favorite rappers, not even, like, you should definitely go to one of his concerts. He's a good crowd, good fan base. No one's really mean or anything that I experienced. Where I experienced some mean people at other concerts, you know, it gets in like the floor areas and stuff, the shoving and stuff. Obviously that's going to happen, but now people are pretty chill for the most part. But yeah, I would definitely say you guys should check it out, because Uzi's fire and there's a lot of fun. Definitely go floor too if you're up for it, because I feel like you're more engaged. You won't be as engaged sitting somewhere else, and you're gonna hear the same music, see the same stuff, but you will feel less engaged. I guarantee you. The future of Uzi is the last thing I have here for the concert recap. I would say, like, he said that he told us that Love Is Rage 3 is on the way, which is huge. But I could definitely not see him retiring, but take a little break, because he's just still so young and so talented, and he has so much more to offer, I feel like. But he definitely probably will take a break. You know, he's about to drop two albums, hopefully, possibly in a close time frame. We'll see. But yeah, you know, he dropped Pink Tape, which was a summer album, which I was really happy that was a summer album. It was perfect. He went on the tour, and I think next is Love Is Rage, and hopefully he keeps going. I hope he doesn't retire. Hope he drops a lot of unreleased songs too, just for us to have. That'd be nice. But yeah, he's got more in the tank for sure. He's got a lot more to do, and I always still respect whatever he does, but I'll definitely be a little bit sad if he retires, if those rumors are true, if what he's saying is true. I don't know. He kind of hinted, I think he's hinted at it. But you know, it is what it is. If he does retire, like, he's had an amazing, amazing run. Great albums. He's been relevant. He stayed relevant his whole career so far. And great dude all around, in my opinion. So, yeah, it was awesome. He's definitely a dude I'd want to party with. He's definitely a dude I want to have at my wedding for sure. And yeah, Uzi, you're the GOAT, man. I guess I'll get into wrap up. We're going to get into some news here. So, next episode, expect a guest too. Expect consistency. More, again, wanted to apologize for not having an episode out this previous week. Dolphin with thumbs surprises scientists. First ever discovery. That's not a... Bro, you can't just say it's a thumb, bro. I feel like that could just be how his fin is. But it looks like one, but like, it's not really a thumb. I guess they said it was like a whole new animal, which is weird. Oh, this was in Greece, too. Shadow Greece. Yeah, that's... according to the New York Post, scientists are scratching their heads over the discovery of a dolphin in Greece, which appeared to possess a pair of thumbs, marking the only instance in which they witnessed such an aquatic known first motion. Interesting. I think that would be crazy, like you're at SeaWorld. Dude, SeaWorld is... It's sad, man. Hey, don't go to SeaWorld, guys. Like, yeah, they save animals and stuff, but I feel like they also, like, don't. They save them, and I'm not sure if they let them back into the ocean, some of them, but some of them I know are there in the exhibits for years and years, and probably, like, their whole life, like, time they're alive as an animal. So it's really sad. It's really sad, and yeah. I don't know what else to say about that. We'll move on. Anti-aging drug for dogs expected to be approved 2026. Dude, you know what's crazy about that? I was thinking about that the other day, and I was like, there's a chance that they could come up. Imagine, there might not be a chance, it might not be possible, but imagine if they come up with an aging, anti-aging drug for humans. Like, that could actually reduce, like, make you live longer no matter what. Like, that would be something else. Like, you could just, like, what if they just solve it and you just could live forever? I mean, that would be something crazy to be. I know we talked about this in the last episode. It was like, would you rather live 10 years happy or live 50 sad and miserable? But yeah, or some people, a lot of people just say the 10, but geez, if you have an anti-aging drug for dogs, that's interesting. So I guess it prevents like age-related diseases. And I think that could be something beneficial for dogs, because they really don't live that sad. I mean, some do, but a lot of them don't, especially depending on the breed. I think it's fair enough. Like, it would make sense to get that drug, but hopefully they can make it safe and that it would actually work. And yeah, shout out dogs. Dogs are the goats. A lot of this just Seacoast stuff. Interesting. Bronny James made his college basketball debut. Shout out, Bronny. It's actually crazy to think that he's in college now playing, because I remember he was a lot younger and just playing for Sierra Canyon, I think it was, and streaming. He used to stream. So good for him. I definitely think he'll make the NBA. I know there's a huge debate, I'm pretty sure, on like if he's going to make it. But, okay, you know, he's going to make it. I think I'm willing to put if I had a million right now, I could put it on that. I would put a million of these on the NBA roster. By whatever, because it just wouldn't make sense for him not to be. Like, I think he does have potential, probably. But, come on. Like, that'd be cool. Maybe my Knicks will get him and then get LeBron. So, Hawaiian pizza was invented in Canada by a Greek immigrant at his restaurant that served American Chinese food. Holy. Okay, whoa, okay. So we got a Greek person, a Greek man, a brother to me, who was in Canada. Wait, was invented in Canada. Okay, he was in Canada at an American Chinese food. He's a Greek man in Canada at an American Chinese food restaurant. And then he created Hawaiian pizza. So you got You got Greed. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, he's got it all. That's interesting. Sam Panopoulos. I think I said that right. That's pathetic. I'm Greek and I can't even say that right. That's interesting. That's interesting. It's because the way I say it's interesting, like Greek style pizza is very, very great, good. It's good. Greek pizza, very well known and good. But you just wouldn't see that one being implemented. That's not something you would have saw like in a Greek style pizza dish. There's no Hawaiian. But you can technically say that's a Greek dish now. Technically, you kind of can. I feel like that's crazy. Obviously, we've invented a lot. But, you know, I guess he said he declared we just put it on it just for fun, see how it was going to taste. And I quote, we were young in the business and we were doing a lot of experience. Dude, that's the thing. Like, trying things can never hurt. Because think about it. Like, by just messing around and throwing pineapple on a Greek pizza, they invented what would be the most controversial, one of the most controversial foods of all time. So I think, or type of foods of all time. So I think that's kind of awesome. Like, you never know. Just do it. Just do it, even if it's stupid. Because you never know what that's going to lead to. And I never knew that. That is awesome. If you tickle a rat day after day, it will start laughing whenever it sees you. So you can, that's how you tame a rat. You tickle a rat. Who just does that though? Like, you wouldn't want a rat as a pet. Like, that's the worst thing you can tame. Like, I think I'd rather tame a spider than a rat, because that's even possible. Because, like, dude, they're pretty useless. They just create problems. And I don't know. Just, that's not it. That's really weird. If you play radio static, cut a ping pong ball in half, tape the halves over your eyes, and lie down, I'll let you start hallucinating. Bro, what if I did that right now? That would be something else. Something else, for sure. I also feel like, dude, the thing is, like, who decided that was going to be a thing? Who decided that they're going to cut a ping pong ball in half, tape the halves over their eyes, lie down, they stood? Like, they had to be losing it for sure, because that's something I want to try, though. Let me know if you guys want to see me try that. because that's kind of scary, but also weird that I don't know how someone would have figured that out. In the town of Longyearbyen, Norway, it is illegal to die because bodies in the town's graveyards do not decompose due to the permafrost. Dying is not allowed, and critically ill residents are flown elsewhere to spend their final days. Wow. See, that's something else. So you just can't die in Norway. They're like, yeah, no, like, you're aging right now. Like, you're getting old. But, like, no, we're just not going to let that happen. I mean, I guess that's a fair law. It's a little strange, but yeah, that's like North Pole area, but that's a little strange. I feel like I would be pretty disappointed. Like, I want to live in the last few days and I'm told by the place I live in that I can't die here. That's kind of brutal, but the place doesn't look like all that, so maybe it's kind of a weird place by the looks of it, and looks freezing. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so I'm gonna wrap it up. Hope everyone enjoyed the episode. I want to appreciate it so much for everyone who's been listening. And you know, keep supporting if you want, but also don't feel bad not to, and also don't feel bad not to leave me good feedback or criticism, sorry, or good feedback, either one. When I say good feedback, I mean it doesn't have to be positive things you're saying. It's just something I can, you know, take into consideration to a sense. But yeah, I want to thank everyone who enjoyed. Sorry for missing the other episode. Next episode next Thursday. This is your host, Will Pesaridis. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Peace.